Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Mark, chapter number 4, beginning in verse number 36. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Our Lord set sail after a great day of working his work on this earth. He preached, too, and helped many. We find him in our text in the back of the ship asleep, but not just slumped over, having fallen asleep as he sat there. He was on a pillow. So he had to have been in a comfortable position, a position with the intention of resting. When the need arose, though, for him to awake, he woke up and helped those in the ship with him. He woke up, and he calmed the storm. He was tired. And he knew physically he needed to rest, so he placed himself in a position of rest. Then he got up and kept working his work. I read this quote this morning. If you get tired, learn to rest, not to quit. This hit me hard this morning because I know that life can be very tiring. Paul called life a race and told us to run with everything we have. But he also wrote in 1 Thessalonians 4:11, and that ye study to be quiet, and do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. The statement to be quiet means to keep still, that is, refrain from labor, or to rest. Paul said, study to be quiet. The need to learn to rest is vital if we are going to ever make it in this life. This seems to be an easy statement, but I really think it is one of the hardest things for us to do in our society today. We live in a fast-paced, thirst for success environment where we always have something going on all the time. Work, shopping, TV, social media, and so on. If we have a moment to sit down and rest, we generally pick up our phone or tablet and go on social media or sit and watch TV. This is not rest. For there to be true rest, there must be a stillness to not only the physical, but also the mental and emotional. If you go to bed at night and your mind runs all night long, you generally wake up more tired than you went to bed. Jesus understood the need for total rest to be able to keep working the work he was given to do. Paul told the church, study to be quiet, or study to rest. Learn what it is and how to do it so you won't give up. Let's all remember the quote that I gave you earlier in the musing. If you get tired, learn to rest, not to quit.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.